Friday marks the first anniversary of the Environmental Protection Agency's release of its plan to address toxic fluorinated chemicals known as PFAS. In the year since the 72-page plan was unveiled, the EPA has not yet set a legal limit for PFAS in drinking water and has yet to clean up any existing PFAS contamination. But the EPA's research continues. WHQR recently visited their national lab in Durham. Mark Striner is standing at the robotic front end of an Orbitrap. It's a device in the lab that allows water samples to be processed automatically rather than manually by researchers. It speeds up the process, and it's the latest piece of technology. Striner is a physical scientist at the EPA and works entirely on water quality. Since we first spoke in 2017, his focus has remained on PFAS and Gen X. But he says that over the course of the 3 years, some things have surprised him.
I think some of the surprises for me were how rapidly change could come about through the interaction not only of, you know, myself and other regulatory agencies, state and federal. I think I called them people within the community that are engaged and with an industry that is also working together with us to sort of institute change. It's way better now than it was before as far as what we see in the river, and the concentrations have come down. And that was surprising to me how quickly it happened once sort of word got out and we all began working together.
Striner says despite the sense of mistrust between consumers, chemical companies, regulators, and utilities, he has seen progress.
Yeah, and that's part of it, right? You know, with the regulators working together with the industry to regulate and having an active community of people that's interested in this, it's a important topic. You know, the water that they drink and the water that we have out there around us is a resource that's extremely valuable. And when all of those people sort of have that common idea that we want to have a cleaner water supply, whether it be shutting off the source or, you know, treating that water so that the drinking water downstream is better for people, that's when things happened. And that was a surprise to me, how quickly it happened, I should say.
This week, President Trump released his proposed budget for the fiscal year 2021. It calls for a 26% cut of the EPA's funding. But Striner's department has actually grown in recent years.
Well, I mean, the number of people working with me in the lab, you know, we have colleagues that, you know, maybe a half dozen to a dozen of us overall. We've grown significantly since you were here last. You know, we have some new gas chromatography, high resolution equipment. We have some new postdocs. We have some new hires. So somewhere between 6 and 12 or so, I would say, sort of on the topic of non-targeted discovery and suspect screening.
And that team of researchers is focused on the entire country, not simply North Carolina. They are working with states like New Hampshire, West Virginia, and Michigan.
This is a very complex industrial setting. There's all kinds of chemicals being discharged. So we are absolutely more busy than we were. But this is the work that we, I think, are pretty good at what we do. And it's great to help out additional states. It's not just here. There's other locations for sure in other states, and we have to help each one of those states.
Vince Winkle, WHQR News.